This Farm Talk segment is brought to you by the North Dakota Corn Council, and we have Terry Waylander joining us, who is actually terming off of the North Dakota Corn Council at the end of this month. Terry, let's visit a little bit about the past 8 years on the board, why this is something that you have made a priority to be a part of and in really representing the corn industry within our state.
Yeah, I guess I was asked, 8 years ago, if it'd be something I'd be interested in. And I didn't even really know about it that much. So it's something I really wanted to try out. So I ran and I got elected. And it's been a very eye-opening experience of how much the council does, and with partnerships with U.S. Grains Council, USMEF, USAPEC, and on the poultry side, and just the research and all the stuff that surrounds it, and just finding out how great an accomplishment we do with the North Dakota Corn Checkoff.
And I think a lot of producers are curious how those dollars are spent when it comes to checkoff dollars. Visit with me about the value that it's added to the product and the research that's gone into things and some of those things that maybe wouldn't otherwise be possible without these checkoff dollars.
Yeah, we just had a dinner with USMEF, which is the Meat Export Federation, and they showed the value of what the exports do to our price of corn. So, I mean, we work a lot with them and U.S. Grains Council. They all got stats. If anybody wants to go to their websites, they got some of the stats, what the value that they bring to the North Dakota corn farmer and all farmers across the U.S.
If there's a producer out there who's listening and thinking, maybe I want to give the council a try, what would be your words of encouragement as far as running for the board?
Oh, I would encourage anybody to run for the board, because it's a real eye-opening experience to see what, behind the scenes, kind of what I didn't know before I got on the board, what the North Dakota Corn Council does and does with National Corn and these other groups that I talked about earlier. So it's been a real eye-opening experience, and I think a lot of people don't know what happens, but I encourage anybody to run to find out and help the North Dakota corn farmer.
Once again, that is Terry Waylander with the North Dakota Corn Council. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.